LV, our home insurance comes from the heart. It's not just about giving you a personal claims handler to take care of you all the way. It's about looking after you in other ways too. Like when you go direct to us, buy online and get a massive 25% discount. To see how much you could save with the Which Insurance Provider of the Year 2017, go direct to lv.com. Online discount for new customers only, excludes home emergency and home legal expenses.
Gamertag Radio presents E3 2017 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Here we go.
All right, this is Paris, Gamertag Radio, and day one of E3, my very first appointment. I just got a chance to see Extinction from Iron Galaxy, so I got someone to talk about it. So can you please introduce yourself?
Yep, my name's Derek Neal. I'm the executive producer at Maximum Games and one of the guys behind Extinction.
Okay. Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk to me about this game. So first and foremost, anyone listening to this right now, they're going, well, what the heck is Extinction? So can you kind of describe that really quick?
Yeah, so Extinction is a fantasy adventure game set in a medieval fantasy world. And it's all about killing giant ogres. So these things are 150 feet tall, completely destructible. You can destroy their armor, you can chop them up, and they are hell-bent on driving humanity off the face of the planet.
Okay. Yeah, and you mentioned this is in a medieval time. So is this just like near future, but I know humanity is on the brink. That's what they told us in the demo?
Right. It's actually an alternate world, so Okay. It's not near future. It's not Okay. Set on Earth. But it is set in a sort of alternate fantasy world
Right. That's
been invaded by these massive monstrous creatures called the Raveni.
Okay. So I know we got the big giant ogres and there's different varieties though. So like one of the ones that we fought had wood armor, one had gold armor. So what's the differences in that and why is that important?
Yeah, so there's a whole bunch of different kinds of ogres that you can run into, mm-hmm. different kinds of equipments, weapons, things like that. The wooden armor is very easy to destroy.
Okay.
It's also very easy to climb all over. So one of the things about the game is you're highly maneuverable.
Right.
So Avil can run on virtually anything. He can run along walls, up and down. He can cling to things. And the same is true of the ogres themselves. So the wood armor provides some nice big flat areas for him to run along or cling to, things like that. But it also protects the ogre. So if he wants to try and dismember it, he first has to destroy it. But the wood armor, being one of the weaker sets, is both easy to climb and easy to destroy.
Okay.
Now,
continue. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to go on to the gold armor, which is the other thing you asked about. So the gold armor is much, much, much tougher to destroy. You can't just kind of hit it or hack at it willy-nilly. It has these tiny latches that are hidden around it. And while the ogre is trying to stomp on you and while you're dodging the attacks from his minions and trying to, you know, bounce off of building awnings and run along walls, you have to target those tiny latches to actually take it out. It's also not very good for running on. It's very intricate and carved, and as a result, there's not a lot of big flat surfaces where wall running really works very well. Instead, it does have a bunch of points that Avil can interact with his whip that'll help him climb up it using his whip.
Right.
So there are some different traversal methods available there, but usually if you see a gold armor ogre, you know you're in for some trouble.
Right. So again, we've been talking a little bit about the main characters. Can you talk a little more about him and also some of his supporting characters that'll be helping him through the game?
Yeah, absolutely. So Avil is the last of an ancient order known as the Sentinels, who in times that have faded into myth and legend originally opposed the Raveni when they first came to this world. And people don't really believe they exist anymore. You know, it's one of those things where the order is kind of decayed over time and people see these things as fairy tales that are used to scare children and stuff. And so Avil is the last of them, and he has some special skills and talents that allows him to actually be able to take them down. So first of all, he has his rune blade, which allows him to drain energy from the ogres and their minions, and it actually grows and lengthens as he actually goes to attack them so that it can become big enough to hack through these enormous ogre limbs. He also has the ability to slow down time, which is really useful because you die in a single hit. So you really need to be able to avoid these massive haymakers and giant stomps and things that the ogres do. And one of the ways that you do that is by slowing down time so that you can keep up and compete. So Avil's the last of the Sentinels, but he's not alone in his quest to save as much of humanity as possible. There are several supporting characters that join him along the way. One is the monk that actually teaches him the ways of the Sentinel and kind of indoctrinates him into the order. Another is his partner in crime, Zandra, who she's an inventor and a crafter, and she invents a lot of the tools and weapons that he uses to fight against the Raveni, as well as tracks their movement and plans out kind of the next stage of the strategy in the fight against them.
Now, speaking on his skill set and the weapons, is there a skill tree? Is it upgradable as you go along the game?
Yes, absolutely. So there's a fully upgradable skill tree. It's one of those things where as you progress through the campaign, you get you gain experience points that can be used to upgrade various skills that Avil has. You can never get everything completely maxed out. So you kind of have to choose, do I want to focus on speed or do I want to focus on power or various other branching paths? We're not announcing the specific details of the skills at this time, but we'll be talking about them in greater detail at a later date.
Okay. And the ogres aren't the only enemies that you'll be fighting in the game, correct?
No, they're not. So there's actually a variety of different kinds of enemies, ranging from the very, very small, these tiny goblin-like creatures that we're calling the jackals, that are minions of the ogres that run around. Many different varieties of them, one that's much larger, that is like them. There are also flying versions that will peck you off as you're trying to fight against the ogres. And you have to kind of fight all of these things at the same time,
right,
while dealing with the ogre that's trying to squish you, while trying to prevent as much of the city from being destroyed as possible. So it's very hectic, and there's a very high skill cap to it. Like, when you see someone that's good at the game, they can make it look easy, but you know, it's one of those things that's kind of easy to pick up, difficult to master. Juggling all these things at once gets kind of hectic as the campaign goes on and the missions get more complex.
Now, I'm going to assume there's going to be a variety of cities that we'll be playing in, and maybe just as you get more advanced in the game, just with the wall running and everything, just a degree of difficulty as you go along.
Absolutely, and not just cities, but other kinds of environments, forests and marshes things like that. But basically, the story is the story about the war between the Raveni and the humans, and they are systematically trying to wipe humanity off the planet, and you're trying to stop them from doing that. So as they're moving down in the campaign, you are going to whatever the latest battlefront is in that war, and trying your best to prevent their advance and to evacuate as many people as possible. And it takes, there will be numerous cities across big sprawling countrysides.
Okay. Now, I know this is a single player game.
It is.
But in the demo that we had, they made mention of an extinction mode, daily challenges, and side quests. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, so in addition to the campaign mode, the game has a robust slate of features. One of them is daily challenges, which is every day there's going to be a unique map, a unique mission that people can play on and compete to try and get the best spots on the leaderboard for. There's also going to be the extinction mode, which is a horde mode. Endless horde, where you try to survive as long as you can, and your score is kind of based on how long you hold out. There's also a whole bunch of side quests that unlock as you go through the campaign, and you know, provide a bunch of additional supplementary content. And then finally, there's our custom battle mode, which lets you generate a kind of in a similar way to the way the daily challenges are done, lets you generate a one-off unique battle for you to fight and then share, you know, with friends and things like that. So we're not getting into huge amounts of detail about each of those modes right now, but that's just a brief overview of kind of what they are and what'll be in the final product.
Great, excellent. And finally, let people know when they can expect this game to come out and on what systems they can play it on.
Absolutely. Game is coming out Q1 2018, so beginning of next year. It's coming out for PS4, Xbox One, and PC. And people can learn more at extinction.com or following @extinctionmg on Twitter.
All right. Thank you for taking some time to talk about this. It was a lot of fun watching this in the demo. I can't wait till Q1 2018.
Awesome. Great. Well, thanks so much, Paris. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. This episode of Gamertag Radio is brought to you by our sponsor, Western Digital. With Western Digital, you're now able to get solid-state drives and hard drives to fit your unique needs. When you add the superior performance of a Western Digital solid-state drive to your PC, you get blazing read speed so you can boot your system quickly or load games and other applications in a snap. Combined with reliable Western Digital hard drives, you get up to 6 terabytes of storage to keep your games library, direct feed video, podcasts, and more all in a single place. And for a limited time, Gamertag Radio listeners, pay attention. For a limited time, you can get 20% off Western Digital solid state drives with our coupon code WDGTR. So to find out more, go to wdc.com/GTR. Use our code WDGTR.
Listeners might be asking, like, why I should get this? Why I should get this?
I'm going to tell you exactly why you need to get this, because I'm a PC gamer. Anyone listening to this, we have plenty of people on our Discord channel asking questions all the time. I get on Twitter, hey, Paris, I want to build a PC. What do I need? The first thing I always tell them, hard drive, get a solid state drive, or get the SSHD, which is basically the hybrid hard drive, because you're going to want those quick read speeds and load speeds when you're playing games, because you know it's going to load everything a lot quicker. You're going to want storage. So like that 4 terabyte drive that I just put in my PC, which is the SSHD. I'm doing all this 4K video editing. I need the space because those files are huge, right? Again, this is a great opportunity to get 20% off a new hard drive. Like I said, go to wdc.com/GTR. Use that code WDGTR and get 20% off. This is a great deal, guys. Make sure you check it out.